Blog Talk Radio.
In the building, right here on the number one station streaming online, Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists, presented to you by the sexy India Morrell. I'm your host tonight, your motherfucking dog, Tom. What the fuck is up, Amelia? Hey, yo, hit me up at The Real Mr. Timer. You can also add our Truth Be Told Twitter page at truthbetold_STL. And be sure you add our official DHR Twitter account at dialhouse_radio. Better yet, get to know the entire DHR familia by going to dialhouseradio.com. We on 7 days a week with 18 shows in ascendant. Hell yeah, let's go and get it started and bring in the familiar soul. We can get the show started, right? Lou, what's up, Your Highness? Go ahead and introduce yourself, mommy. What's good?
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building right here. Let's get it. Hey, check me out. Y'all give me at Twitter, MZ_STL at Twitter. Get at me. Truth be told, you did.
How you feeling tonight? You good?
Man, I'm here, man. I'm in the building, man, you know, trying to keep my head on, you know what I'm saying, straight, you know what I'm saying.
You know we got you. You know what's up. We love that you got us. We focus with you the long way. You know what it is, Miss STL. Floss the boss, Floss Mercavelli. Where you at, big bro? Holla at him.
What's good, y'all? You know what it is. It's your boy, Mercavelli, a.k.a. Floss the Boss. You can get at me at The Boss Floss. You know what it do. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling tonight?
Love. Good. You know, I speak, you know, Miss Estia just said she here, you know what I'm saying? You know, when she touched down, I hope everything stops. Everything stops. Okay, we reloaded. Okay, Keela K is not in the building tonight, but she'll be back next week. Shout out to Keela K. Denver, stand up. We're going to hold it down for you, baby girl. Hey, yo, we're about to take a quick break to get into some Dial House Radio news with our executive assistant of Dial House Radio, Angela, a.k.a. Ms. Royalty, and then me, Ms. Estia, and Floss the Boss will be back with you. Keep it locked right here to Truth Be Told on Dial House Radio.
Truth Be Told.
Mm-hmm.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Angela, for those Dollhouse Radio announcements. We are back. You're tuned into The Truth Be Told on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up via phone at 646-595-4038. If you want to comment on any of our topics, call in and press 1. Once again, and our call-in number is 646-595-4038. Ooh, all right. Let's go and get this shit started. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. It's good to be back, as I said before. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to go ahead and get into this, to tell you the truth, roundtable discussion. The story that caught my attention was Rich Homie Quan. Now, I know y'all heard about what happened in Miami at a nightclub on South Beach, right? Okay. Rich Homie Quan was attending a party, and it appears he was a guest of Flo Rida, but when he went to the VIP section, he was denied access by the bouncer because it was overcapacitated, right? So Rich Homie ended up saying to the bouncer that, "I'm Rich Homie Quan, I'm a millionaire. Bitch, I'm going through these doors. I'm with Flo Rida." So they say, let's, you know, some words go back, and then Rich Homie Quan hauls off and swings on the bouncer, you know, making contact. Then this is where the story gets funny. They say Rich Homie Quan takes off running. He runs not only through the club, but out the motherfucking club, across the streets to the docks, hops in the motherfucking speedboats, and faded to black. I want to call this shit gangster.
He the first black James Bond. That was a James Bond move, dude. Truth be told.
Oh, my.
He's bouncing broke.
God. Bro, clean up. Clean up out the motherfucking club, big bro. You hear me, bro? It's one of my bean punk motherfucker. I'm gone. You hear
right.
me? Shit. Oh, man. Like you say, Ms. S.T., I would love to have been a fly on the wall, as nasty as that sounds.
Okay.
But truth be told, oh, my
hey.
God, man. I mean, picture the scene.
Okay.
I mean, we all watch Miami Vice with the speedboats and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just
sure.
the perfect setting, Miami, not L.A. I love L.A. Not L.A., Miami. Runs, hops in a speedboat. Obviously, it must have been his speedboat because he started the bitch off and got little. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
Hey, if he don't make it rapping, he can always be a stunt man. He can make it as a stunt man. That was his first audition. All they got to do is pull it.
Hey, yo,
Bill back in rap, he just did something, man.
I was hollering when I heard that story. Boss, bad. That's some shit you can't make the fuck up. You can't write a better script than that. You know what I'm saying? You can't write a better script than that. You know what I'm saying? You know, for some gangster shit.
But truth be told, he get about it, though, because, you know, one time, it's only been a few months ago, he had a concert, and somebody tried to reach up and kind of reach toward his chain, and he got with him. Knocked dude clean out. I mean, Rich Homie Quan kind of get down, you dig?
Damn. You got knocked the fuck out.
You heard me? In that order.
Right.
Flaws the Boss, man, that's some shit, man. That's some shit, man. That's some shit from the old. Some shit that we would have done back in the day. You know, that the whole block went down to Miami.
Right.
Hey, we got to call our whole that appears. I want to say something. In regards to this, Erico 314, you in the building with Truth Be Told right here on Dial House Radio. What's popping? Talk to us.
Yes, this is NGD, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the beautiful and sexy Miss STL.
This was up, NGD.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know who it is.
I got a feeling. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate
you guys
that.
Are awesome.
You got any information you want to give out? You got a Twitter account or anything you want to throw out there?
Nah, I'm good.
All right.
Okay, I appreciate you calling in, love.
All right. Hey, MGD, salute. That's what's up. Miss STL fan club.
Got a fan club calling in.
That's what's up. Gotta love it. Shit. You bring a sexy back
appreciate
up in this motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. You hear what I'm saying? Man, that was a crazy ass story to me, man. I'm telling you, I holler. I holler. No bullshit.
That's funny. That's
funny.
I mean, he's out. He done earned his stripes. He done knocked out a couple cats. He done, you know, stole, you know, got on the speedboat. I mean, he doing it. So, hey, you got to give it up to the guy. You got to give
it
up.
He doing it movie style. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Yeah.
Well,
I know. Hey. Much love to him. I give him that gangster award. I couldn't even get mad at him for that one. I couldn't say shit, but what the fuck, right? Oh, man.
Right.
Yes. So we finna keep this shit moving right along. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, my God. So, fuck, let's see. Who? Miss STL.
Yeah,
fuck
it. Yeah, I got, okay. I'm gonna ask the fellas. This is for my fellas. Okay, now, it's reported that Katie Holmes is dating Jamie Foxx. Now, you know, Tom Cruise say, hey, it's whatever, it's cool. But Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise are pretty good friends. Everybody knows the story about the situation between him and Katie Holmes, you know what I'm saying, how that, you know, didn't go too well. But is that breaking the bro code? Even though he say it's cool, is it really cool to date the ex or the ex-wife, ex-girlfriend? Is that breaking bro code? Truth be told. What's up, fellas? Talk to me.
Truth be told.
You
know what I'm saying.
Right. I look at it like this. By them being celebrities and stuff, and I think it's a little different when you're a celebrity. I mean, the same rules apply. Don't get me wrong. But as far as, I mean, you know how many guys have kissed her that he probably hung around? I mean, they all celebrities. They make movies. Come on. I mean, this is what they do. This is their job at the end of the day. So you can't tell me that some of these celebrities ain't going to kiss each other and feel some type of way. Now, you look at all of us. We don't all walk around just kissing each other. You see what I'm saying? For a job. See what I'm saying? So it's a little, I don't know, it's a little different to me. I mean, I feel like he's still violating the code, but, hey.
Hey, Mr. Steele, He said that shit like we was back in elementary and shit. You know what I'm saying? She had kissed a lot of guys before we did. You know what I mean? Like, no cootie, motherfucker. You know, oh, hell nah, dog. You know she kissed that? Yeah, yeah. I mean, truth be told, back to the topic at hand. Man, fuck no, man. It ain't never cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how my partner gal looks. She can look like Halle Berry in the cat suit. Fuck me, all right? Halle Berry in the cat suit, truth be told. And I still, I wouldn't even look at her like that, bro. That's my partner gal. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to smash my enemy's gas. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That shit's so junior. That shit's so high school. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get attention, bam, bada bing, bada boom. I already won. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told. That's where I'm at. So, hell yeah, it was breaking the guy code. Fuck yeah. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think it's cool when they just get loose and going on for dates. But you know, the further it get down the line, might get a little more serious. They got a little more. Now you got a public PDA, and people is running their mouth about it. I think he gonna have a little something to say. Mm-hmm. Truth be told.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's selling wolf tickets to me. It sounds good. It's cool, bud. Man, it's cool. Go ahead. I don't mind.
Django winning.
Yeah, I like
it. Django winning. Django. What? Fuck yeah. Shit. You know I ain't no motherfucking comedian, Mr. S.S. She's trying to figure out what the fuck I said like it was actually funny. You know what I'm saying? No, Mr. S.S. I'm trying to picture those two on the red carpet together, you know what I'm saying? That just would seem kind of awkward, like what movie they done did together. What's this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't see it, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, but I can't see it.
And it's so crazy because you really don't hear nothing about Jamie Foxx really dating anybody. And the first person you really hear about him dating, I was thrown. Truth be told.
Man.
I was a little thrown off my stuff with that one.
Yeah, you're right about that. But, you know, Jamie Foxx got like 3 or 4 children. You know what I'm saying? Blessed with 3 or 4 children. So, yeah, he been dating. You know what I'm saying? That etches out the others. So, I mean, but you're right about that. You normally don't see him with no chick on his arm. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, no kind of thing. Well, I didn't mean to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just calling, you put the shit out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm just running with it.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
I had to. It was a must.
Oh.
It was a must.
No, fucking disgusting. Damn, like, damn, this nigga just some put this motherfucker out here. I mean, damn. Can I live? For real, though.
Not can
oh,
I
man.
Live.
Damn, can I live? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, it's crazy. Yeah, I got to see that one. I can't wait till they start taking some pics together so I can
right.
picture those two together. Because right now, that's like trying to picture, you know what I'm saying? That's like pitching, you know, who can I say? Damn, give me somebody. That's kind of like saying Chelsea with Lil Wayne.
That's like
Roseanne
and who?
Chelsea Handler and Lil Wayne. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
oh,
for real, you know, I love Chelsea. Chelsea's cool. You know what I'm saying? I like her. Beautiful personality. Or saying Ella DeGeneres with Lil Wayne. I mean, how about that? I mean, you have to see this shit together. See when you see it, you can't really see it, right?
I would pay to see that.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
Ella goes to
us.
Ella goes to you. Hey, these are the opinions
right.
of... Mrs. STL.
Right.
I expect that of Dollhouse Radio.
these do not
that.
Reflect views on Dollhouse Radio.
Hey, man, what we about
right,
to do?
Right.
We about to go ahead and take another Dollhouse Radio music break. It's rolling about the 20th after the top of the hour. Let's have a quick session. Hey, yo, it's 4:20 somewhere. Ain't that damn right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
We're going to get into this Right. We're going to get into this Kanye all day. Keep it locked with Truth Be Told right here on Dollhouse Radio.
K. truth be told.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Twist. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, the shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money that you got 8 figures. But at these peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to Fair Con at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Niggas still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off say. You a Rick of Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit to Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo! It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo! You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo! We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real stuff right now. I've been on the fly, like I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that sucks right now. Right now, 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
I took a young sweetbread and I reached into my shirt. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed.
Peel up.
Whoa.
That was Kanye all day. You are tuned in to Truth Be Told on Dolls Radio. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. Once again, that our calling number is 646-595-4038. I don't know about that one, Kanye. For me, it seemed like that song was all day, nigga. I feel like I just lost 5 minutes
of my life. Can I please get it back? Oh my God.
I had to play it. I want to hear it because the first time I heard it, I had to y'all feel it. Come on.
It sound like that new Drake to me, for real.
Oh my God.
It don't sound like the new Drake, but it sound like he trying to take, like he tried to take Drake's style or something. I don't know.
I feel like that robot from Short Circuit. I feel like the short circuit robot. What's this Short Circuit robot name? You know what I'm saying? When the energy piling down, like, oh my God. It's kind of like listening to a long, drawn out explanation. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God.
But I mean,
anyway,
to be told, Kanye always been known for some far out,
far fetched shit.
This is
like
reflect the views of
Dial
House Radio.
Oh my God,
that was horrible.
Before I end this mic over to Merk, hold up, man. Ever since we talking about Kanye, I heard a story that Kanye put out some pics, some new pics of Kim K. Do y'all think that shows an unstable move or something? I mean, would you actually put your gal, if your gal, that's what she was doing beforehand, she was, you know what I'm saying, but I couldn't picture myself putting out no nude pics of my gal, you know what I'm saying, not that I'm insecure, it's just the fact of the matter, you know what I'm saying, I just couldn't see myself putting no nude pics myself of my gal out there. I mean, could you do it? Straight up.
I wouldn't throw them out there, but I mean, they're gonna stay in my phone for me to view at my leisure. But I'm not putting it out. I mean, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because what?
You're a freak. You say you keep
I'm
it in
serious.
Your phone.
My gallery is ridiculous. I mean. My gallery is ridiculous, but it's mine, and I ain't never gonna send nobody out. You know what I'm saying? But I have a very voracious gallery, and I mean, yeah, that's for me. I mean, I ain't putting it in the cloud. That ain't gonna happen. Because once it's in the cloud, it's in the cloud.
Right. Yeah. I mean, sending the pick across the witch car is still in the clouds, ain't it, Flo? You send it to pick across, it can go anywhere.
Once you send something, dog, even if you delete it, it's still out there. People, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's already been gone through, bro. So you
if
know what I'm saying?
If
Miss her
phone, she gonna be a hot fucking mess. You know what I'm saying? I hope you don't lose your phone.
Yeah, this motherfucker sticks to me like super glue. I've never, as long as I've had a cell phone, it's never been because I lost.
Don't burn bread. Don't burn bread.
Right. I ain't trying to burn bread.
I'm telling her not to burn bread on herself, because you know when you get to talking like that.
Uh-huh.
I ain't never lost my phone. Then that's when a week later you be like, lost my damn phone for the first time.
I know the customer service rep at your cell phone carrier would love for you to come in and print out some of your pics or just to retrieve your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sit back. You know, normally,
your screen
normally
crack,
15
they
minutes
say.
To get it done. You know what I'm saying?
They
come back
to your
minutes
like. Right.
Damn right. Oh, wait. Boss and Boss, what's good? What you want to speak on, bro? What's popping your way?
Oh, first off, yeah, I want to speak on the fight coming up. But first off, I want to tell anybody in the St. Louis area, because I meant to say this earlier, that, you know what I'm saying, if you planning on being out or you's out, be careful. because it was some idiots riding around just shooting at cars, random cars and shit. And it was just a chase on the news before the show. So, y'all, you know what I'm saying, keep your heads low and be careful. Yeah, man, it was on the news. Some people was just riding around, and they was just shooting at random cars, dog.
Bastards. You know, coward motherfuckers. Coward.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Do a walk by. Be here by. Do a walk by, nigga. Shit. Coward.
That's that stupid shit. But anyway, I wanted to get into this. Right, right. I wanted to get into this Mayweather versus Pacquiao. Have y'all heard about the MGM blocking Vegas hotels from showing the fight?
No.
Yeah. The MGM ain't playing, man. They say that if you're in Vegas for the big fight, but you ain't in at the MGM, you might be SOL, bro. You're going to be shit out of luck. You hear me? Straight up. They say that they blocking the MGM. Honchos is blocking the competitors from showing the Manny versus Mayweather fight, the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. Yeah, they straight blocking hotels on the Strip. You know, they rival hotels. Not all hotels, just they, you know, I guess just they rivals. You know, I'm sure some of them clicked up or something, but yeah, man.
They blocking their money. I mean, if that's the case, you know it's something everybody wants to see. This is like a must-see fight. Bust their head and make your money. All those millions that you can make because you want to be stingy and say, oh, we the only ones that got it? Oh, man. All about the money, man. I need my money. I'm busting your head. You can have it if you want it at your hotel.
It just sounds like a power move to me because it sounds like, look, like, what if they do that just to make people, just to sell they tellies out? You see what I'm saying? Because they know mad people going to come, and then it's still air at the other hotels, but they still done made sure that they shit sold out.
That's crazy. Hey,
that'll be funny as hell.
Hey.
I mean, but the people that want to see it versus the rooms that they have available is, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
You cutting out your money.
I know, but if you tell people that they can't watch the fight, then your rooms can probably be like, you know, probably, you don't know how much more than what they normally are. You people, what I'm saying now, you forcing more people that would have probably went to a different hotel maybe they like for some reason, because a lot of people there is gamblers, so they may prefer a different hotel. You see what I'm saying?
They done shiz night they ass. If y'all want to come, y'all want to see the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, don't go over there to them. Come over to the MGM.
Right.
Spend your money
if you
here.
Don't,
you know what I'm saying?
Good luck seeing the fight.
Right. Because you ain't getting in. Fuck it. Really?
They're hanging them off a balcony.
Power.
Now over there trying to debo the fight. That's crazy.
Fuck yeah.
They hanging them off a balcony out there.
That's greed, though. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, it's a turn off because they getting paid. You know what I'm saying? They gonna get their money. They getting their cut, man. That's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? They just I think it was the NFL just blocked the blacking out of games and shit in the city. If they don't sell out tickets, they block out the game and stop that shit. I think it's NFL, if I'm not mistaken. I do my research on that. If I'm not mistaken, it is the NFL. But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to you a late bloomer and try to get some tickets, can't get in. Then you can't see the fight. What the fuck you know what I'm saying? Where you gotta go, you gotta fuck it, you gotta rent the fight. You know what I'm saying? They want all their money. Fuck it. I ain't mad at them. Shit.
Right.
You owe me $10, don't give me $9. Give me all my shit. Yeah? Yeah, with that.
That's crazy. Yeah, crazy. I'm with that all day. I just thought it was crazy. I thought I'd bring it up.
Anybody change their attitudes towards the, you know, thing y'all done picked and change your mind as far as winners? Anybody?
No.
I don't know. I'm hoping. Like I told you, man. I don't know though. I've always been a fan of both of them, but more recently I've been a fan of Pacquiao. Until these last fights that he lost, and the one that he shouldn't have lost versus what's his name, Bradley.
Yeah, so he shouldn't have lost that.
That was bullshit, man. Yeah, he, you know, man. Right. CompuBox already has said he outboxed him. He outpunched him, man. He should have won that, dog. That was some bullshit.
Yeah, he should have.
But
should have, would have, could have. I mean, shit.
Yeah, that's true, though. You lost, you lost. You know. Ain't nothing you can do but rematch.
Now, y'all know who's going to win, though. Yeah, I mean, that's all that matters. Y'all know who's going to win, right? Tell me y'all know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Y'all
know
who's
going to win.
Man.
I know who's going to win. Pacquiao.
Man, get out of here.
I think this was gonna stop everybody from doubting him.
Hey, yeah.
And that's why it took so long for him to fight Pacquiao. That he got the eye of the tiger and made
Pacquiao
him know
a threat.
You know,
hey, man.
That's why it took so long.
All right, y'all. Man, things starting to heat up here on Truth Be Told. It's time for another Dollhouse Radio music break. After that, we'll be back with some more stories that made us look, you know what I'm saying? But up next is Sheree Lurie with Mirage. So keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told on the number one station streaming online, Dollhouse Radio.
Truth Be
Told. Y'all ready for that?
Let go.
One of our Dollhouse Radio Spotlight artists, Sheree Lurie with Mirage.
You're the first right here on Dial House Radio. If you want to comment on our topics or you want to speak on the songs played, hit us up at 646-595-4038. Once again, our call-in number is 646-595-4038. Yes. We're going into the third quarter of To Tell You the Truth Roundtable Discussion. Talk to us. Okay. Tell us something good, Lou. What's poppin'?
Hey, okay. You know I love me some Empire. And you know the haters gonna hate. You know what I mean? Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a company that's called Empire Distribution. So they're trying to sue Empire, the movie, or the series Empire, because their name is Empire Distribution. So they gave them some alternatives. They told them either they cease and desist and stop with it altogether, they can give them $8 million, or they can give them $5 million and put some of their artists in, work some of their artists in the Empire. Stop it. Stop it. People, you, basically they were told, you don't own the word Empire, so you're kind of shit out of luck. But it was real cute of y'all to try to get y'all rocks off on that, because y'all, you just, that, I mean, stop that. Just cut it out. I'm disgusted. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Truth be told, you gotta understand the whole thing about it, and that the company that's called Empire Distribution, they already do distribution and publishing for well-known big artists, like, you know what I'm saying, like Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Too Short, Nori, and Sean Paul, and Snoop Dogg already made an appearance on there.
That was already in the works. I don't think it had anything to do with the beef from their Empire Distribution. If that was the case, and it was going to run into, I'm sure that's something that they crossed all their T's and dotted their I's before they launched that. That's crazy. Like you said, you don't own the word. That's just like Donald Trump tried to make you, it, you know what I'm saying, sue you if you use the word fired, because he said you're fired on his show. You can't do that.
Right. Understandable. But shit happens, things happen behind closed doors, and my point was, because Snoop was on there, you never know if they already had an agreement, and that could be one of the reasons why Snoop was on there. Maybe something went south, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, even when you get stories, you don't get the whole thing, and they're not breaking it down to you in just full detail for you to understand every single thing that's going on behind closed doors when you start dealing with distribution and publishing. Especially if they had anything to do, you know what I'm saying, with the performance that Snoop did on there. And I'm not saying that they did, but I'm just saying there's things that elements to the story that we don't know. You see what I'm saying? So.
It's crazy. It's just so similar to one another, Empire Distribution. It can cause a conflict of interest. You know, some people, you know what I'm saying, they believe everything what they read as well as what they see on TV. Therefore, they see Empire Distribution, they'll be calling up to the office asking to speak to Cookie. You know what I'm saying? And most people be serious. So, I mean, I can see where they're coming from. I know, you know what I'm saying, the alternator, that was crazy. What was it, $8 million? If they just pay them $8 million, they'll drop it, or pay them $5 million and put some of their people permanently on the, I mean, come on,
on permanently on the show, yeah, as regulars, yeah.
I mean, can't accept not trying, as MJ say, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I give them an A for effort, you know?
Right.
I give them an A for effort.
They were also, you know, in the lawsuit, they were also claiming that Empire, the TV show, was tarnishing their, you know, brand because of the homophobic drug dealer prone, you know what I'm saying, to murdering his friends.
That would make them a hypocrite to have, if that's how you feel and you put it out there, then why have your artist on there?
Right, that's why I never said they did put the artist on. I said there's things behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying, that we don't know, is all I was saying. I was just using that as an example. I wasn't saying they did put their artist on there, but you see what I'm saying?
There's pros and cons to all
of
it.
A lot of people don't understand it takes one flexion of a word or even a letter to make the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
right.
go under the LLC Empire Distribution, somebody can use Empire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got Hood Baby ENT. I can't get mad if somebody come with Hood Baby ENT, you know what I'm saying, Hood Baby 314 ENT, because it's a different entity. You know what I'm saying? They're not the same thing. Yeah, it is, but it isn't. That's just like
right.
when I went to get, you know, my plates. I had Miss STL, MZ STL, because there was another one, but it was MS STL. You know what I'm saying? One word, one flexion makes all the difference, just like in a beat. You know what I'm saying? So, truth be told, I don't think they're going to get nowhere with that. Truth be told.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, it's like agreements that are made, and then, you know what I'm saying, especially, like you said, they could have already had this in the works, you know what I'm saying? And let's say they was working together, and they already had a set price, but see, Empire is doing such good ratings and everything, and we don't know this Empire distribution. I just found it funny that they was distribution and publishing some. When I seen Snoop Dogg name on there, I was like, oh, that sound crazy, because it just sound kind of funny because Snoop was on that, you know what I'm saying, for now. So
let's go ahead and pick up this call. Area code 305, you're on the air with Truth Be Told. What's good? What's poppin'?
What's going on, people? What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
What's good?
Hey,
I'm always gonna show love to you. I'm always gonna show love to you all. This is Cobra.
Wow, Cobra.
Good, bro.
And I'm be honest. If anybody got a complaint about Empire, it should be the carpet damn company. Empire, the carpet company, been around forever.
You
right,
heard
right.
me. You heard me. I know, right?
If anybody gonna complain, Empire, I've been knowing that goddamn phone number. I knew that phone number before I knew my own damn phone number.
You sure ain't lying.
Hey,
I'm surprised you didn't chime in on the Pacquiao situation, Cobra. You ain't had nothing
to say
this
time?
I'm about to say it.
I'm going to say it like this. And I'm going to say, Timer, you got faith. And I love that about you. But let's be honest. Mayweather got some weak hands. He quit. He know how to make a point.
Ooh.
But he ain't knocking nobody out.
Ball.
He ain't talking nobody out. He been ducking and dodging this dude for years. For years. It's got to be a reason you duck and dodge somebody. And when he was ducking and dodging, if it wasn't him ducking and dodging, it was his own daddy saying, oh, we don't want to fight him. He put his daddy out in front. We not ready. We don't want to fight him. We need a drug test. That means when you duck and dodge like that, you're scared of a nigga. You're scared of him for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it with all my faith in my heart, Timer, by the sixth round, if he ain't sleep by the sixth round, I give it to him. But I guarantee you he's going to be sleep by the sixth round, or he's going to put on his goddamn Nike Air Force and run like the wind the whole sixth round. No comment? No comment? No.
Some bullshit, man. I'm telling you.
Can you just come back with a two-piece and a biscuit, Timer? Come on.
Get your heads out the sand, man. The champ is here. You know what I'm saying? The champ going to do it. Watch what I'm telling you. He's going to knock that fool out.
See, the thing about it is, here's the thing. You're only the champ when you beat everybody that's better, that's good. He been dodging everybody. And let's be honest, the last couple fights, he barely beat them fuckers. Barely. He barely beat them.
Which brings me back to the thing I said about like three shows ago about him. That was my whole thing with Floyd, man. I've always like I said, I like Pacquiao, I like Floyd, but Floyd really ain't never proved nothing to me, man. Look, if you look at the people he fought, bro, he ain't never really proved nothing to me. No, none of the people that he fought even really, in my eyes, had a chance against that nigga, dog.
They were starter up fighters, man. Let's be real. They were soft. They were starter up fighters. But think about it. Y'all can make fun of my man Pacquiao, but Pacquiao got knocked out. Yes, he did get knocked out. But he went in there and fought that man like a man. when he knew the odds wouldn't get him. You're knocked out. That's part of the game. You can't tell me
right.
a man that's untouchable and 40 and old and never been even tagged good, that means your opponent's been handpicked for you. This time he can't handpick. He couldn't keep dipping this dude.
Pacquiao,
and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Too much dancing.
Pacquiao jumped into that one, though. That's what happened.
Yep. He went to sleep on it. And then that happened.
Yep.
That's part of the game. Where he gets
it
knocked
is.
Out, you come back, and you knock your people out. He kept on coming back. He's been knocking out people ever since. Because
right.
the only thing I was waiting for Pacquiao to do is be like my man in Rocky with like Mr. T coming in. Hey, girl, you need a real man. Come on now, here's Pacquiao.
Hey,
don't get mad at me, Tyler. You know it's the truth.
Hey, I ain't mad. I'm not mad. I'm not hearing that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? I picked my winner. You know what I'm saying? I'm just amped as everybody else about May 2nd. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to killing y'all. I told y'all so.
Listen. I'll be chopped, and I'm going to go so far to say, this dude's so scared, he's going to say he got a hamstring pull. He can't fight on May 2nd. Something's going to happen where he ain't going to be able to fight. His mama died. His kids.
It don't matter because we ain't
going to
MGM, we ain't going to be able to see it.
Exactly. He got a paper cut last night on his finger. He can't do it. Something's going to stop him from making this fight. Watch it.
All right.
He pulled
right,
a hammy
please.
On the way to the ring.
Let's It's about that time, man. Cover, don't throw out your handle, man.
Don't put me off the show because I'm telling the truth. Don't put me off the show because I'm telling the truth. He's going to be bouncing up and down. He's like, come to the ring. He's going to be coming to the ring. Mayweather. He's going to be like, oh, my hamstring. I can fall down. He's going to pull in the back. The fight has to be canceled.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Okay, look. My Twitter handle is Cobra the Alpha Male. Check me out on there, or you can check me out on Urban Society. You can check me out about $3,000 richer, too, about May 2nd, after about 2 in the morning.
All right, man. We love you. Salute. Chi-Town's finest. Cobra Commander, man, let's get into this split star featuring Busta Rhymes and Buzz Calhoun with Big Rings.
Big
you heard it here. Keep it locked here on Dial House Radio.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon.
Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now watch me fuck shit up again until the dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look what we be starting. Till you niggas get it right, bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light, prior to the heat I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind, disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes and you don't say I'm. The pressure you don't mess with, press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger, get with the commissioner. Hot shit squad, walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling shit a Dillinger. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a pledge of Bob Duke Kareem.
Woo!
Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah.
You would think I play ball.
The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding. See me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave. Now,
It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but cow, so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring.
I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Dr. Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shittin', you can catch me in the club with my diamonds so loud. DJ can't play like, nigga, turn your shit down. I ring like the wild heart to ride. You cops are gonna hear damn least you try. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money. Mr. Lewis.
Yes, that was Spliff Star featuring Busta Rhymes and Buzz Calhoun with Big Rings. You hear me? It's all about the jury, all about the championships. Cobra, I know you listening. You know what it is, man. And you know what? Just because you got that money online, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to wish no ill will. You know what I'm saying? May the best man win. But you know where I'm my pool is at. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for that undefeated record right there. You hear me? Y'all done got quiet on me.
I bet.
Man, y'all know what it is, man. It is, man. What it is.
Hey.
Come on.
Did y'all hear about that? Anybody hear about that situation with Weezy at his last concert? Security knocked his one of his fans out who evidently, I don't know if he had an app, something like that, scrolling, what? Did you see it?
No. I'm just laughing
right.
At what you said.
No, tell us about it, Miss Estia.
Was that you, Tama?
That was me. My
yeah.
bad. Yeah, that was Tama telling
mean?
You to go ahead.
That was me. I just said, go ahead.
That was me laughing.
Oh.
No, that was Floss laughing. Don't
Ooh.
Get confused. Let's go.
I fucked up.
I'm gonna press that red button in the Oval Office on Miss STL ass. Let's blow up Miss STL country and shit, Miss STL County. Yeah, fuck it.
Don't blow up. I'll apologize, son.
No.
Out of the water. Out of the water.
Fuck your motherfucking battleship, Miss STL.
Fuck
my
battleship.
It sounded like it was in a tornado. Damn.
Sorry. I did not mean to. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I apologize, Powder. I apologize, Powder.
Do your thing, mommy.
No, I apologize, Powder. Look,
the ball. What the fuck?
What happened with the story?
Can we do a Facebook? Can you poke her? You know what I'm saying? Poke her. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Yeah. Come on. What you saying?
My apologies to Mr. Time.
Hey.
I apologize. However, there was a fan who was at the Wayne concert recently, and I don't know if anybody out there saw this tape, but oh my God, this young man, he looks really young, actually. He doesn't even look 21, but he had a phone and said Weezy was late, like 3 hours, supposed to be there at 12, get there at 3, Hollywood late, you know how that go. So he holds up the phone and says, fuck Lil Wayne, fuck Weezy, all that. It's scrolling across his phone. I guess they got an app for something like that. I was looking for this shit myself because I be, you know, I got some things I'd like to hold up in the air and a few people I'd like to tell the fuck off. So he was holding it up. When I say this, oh, my God, this dude was huge. Walked over to this dude, and when I say he knocked his ass out like Pacquiao gonna do Mayweather, oh, my God. Y'all got to catch it on tape.
She trying to rub it in. She had to rub it in. Like Pacquiao gonna do Mayweather, huh?
I figured, fuck it, I'm already in the doghouse. I might as well finish the bone.
Oh, man. She type motherfucker. She threw shit at you, but she want to pick the shit up and smear it in your motherfucking face. Yeah, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that. Oh,
I'm
man,
already in the doghouse.
You ain't in a doghouse, my, you good, man. Only dogs go in the doghouse, baby. Yeah, but you go in the doghouse, your ass ain't coming out. Shit.
No leashes needed.
Not unscathed. Yeah, no, but I definitely
just need it.
right. Really? I heard that story, man. It was fucked up. I seen a video of everything that fuck Weezy, you know what I'm saying, scrolling across the phone. I think Lil Wayne was real petty for that, was sending his bodyguard to go out there. Why don't Lil Wayne get his ass off there and go do that? Man, get his phone, snatch his phone out and break that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It was nasty, man. Did you see it, Floss, man, when he body guy got off stage and went and banged the old boy, knocked the sweat off his face. Then he caught him with another and knocked his ass up. Man.
Made him swallow his tongue with that second one.
Man, that's one of those situations I wish a motherfucker would. Yeah,
man.
I wish it had been me. I'd beat the shit out that dude.
Hey,
and this dude is like, what, a good 250, 300-pound dude? This the little cat was like a buck 10 wet, man. He didn't have to do
all
that.
He wasn't no buck 10. Dude probably was about pushing about 200, but still the bouncer had him by 3, but it was really unexpected. You know what I'm saying? If anything,
right.
He should have poked him, tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, bro, what the fuck is all that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Talk to the man before you swing. He caught the man off guard and shit, moved a little gal out the way. Like, watch y'all, give me some room. Yeah, what's the sucker punch move?
Thing.
You know, no love
it's
for that.
The sucker punch move, and he was too big for that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big
like, if you that big, you ain't got to sucker punch nobody. You supposed to be like Debo or somebody and take the first punch and be like. You know,
hey, hold up. Kells Alou seems like he wants to say something. Let's go and bring Kells Alou up in here. Harry Cole 314, you in the air.
What it do?
What up, Kel?
Kelly Kells the Lou.
Much. I'm over hearing y'all talk and everything. And I'm going to say this, you know, sorry, Floss, and sorry, Mr. STL. And even my man, I got to give a shout-out to Corporal Commander, too. I got to, you know, let him know. I'm riding with Tommy, man. It's Pacquiao all day. I mean, it's Mayweather all day.
It's Pacquiao all day. So your mouth, listen, let me tell you something, Kel. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to stop you right now because your motherfucking mouth wouldn't even allow you to lie like that. Truth be told, you felt the presence of God. And it said, mouth said Pacquiao because we all know what's going to happen. But I ain't really want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whoever win, I'm not going to be hurt at the end of the day. So, but I'm just saying, I want to see a good fight. But you said you riding with Pacquiao, so we know where you stand.
It's Mayweather, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Mayweather. And don't get me wrong.
I ain't thinking nothing
for Pacquiao. The dude is he's a monster. He's a beast. But with boxing and technical boxing, I don't think he's going to mess with Floyd, man.
Kells, this is my thing, bro. This is my thing, man. It's going to be a good fight either way because, Floyd is technical. But the thing is, Floyd has not fought nobody like Pacquiao. Name somebody to me that Floyd has fought.
But Floss, you got to understand, too, that the cats he fought, they can't hit, dude. You can't knock somebody out, you can't hit,
That's because they was nobodies.
Nah, man. I'm telling you. It was only, I can't remember the dude's name, but it was only one cat that punched Pacquiao that got on real good.
You talking about what's his name?
What's dude's name? Yeah.
Martin something.
Was it Margarita? Was that him?
I think it was him who
yeah.
Because it was like, and I'm gonna tell you why. This is the thing. Once you've already beat the person twice, I blame Pacquiao on that because the dude who knocked him out, that was like their fourth fight, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. So once you already beat dude twice, you ain't even no reason to fight that dude no more, man. And then he jumped into the punch, dog. It wasn't like old boy just caught him and he just boom knocked him.
No.
That's what I'm talking about,
y'all. Knock him out.
I don't see nobody jump in and no punch.
Hey,
hold up, man.
I'm
talking about that fight. I'm talking about the fight that Floyd had. Where it was some dude that caught Floyd
chin
real good. And you know it was around the fourth round. But then when Floyd figured out that he was in a fight, it was like, oh man, I gotta win off the scorecard. You know, I gotta box this dude.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Floyd.
Victor Ortiz.
Yeah, Ortiz. Yeah, that's what it was.
Victor Ortiz. Yeah, man, come on, man, please, Victor Ortiz, come on, man.
Don't y'all just love it, baby? That HDND takes over the building when they touch down. Just. Hey, that's what it's about. Yeah, you hear me? Shit.
I said, Thomas,
hey, man,
like,
let him know.
Doing like Ric Flair. To beat the man, you got to beat a man. And right now, Floyd is the man, so you got to beat him.
Woo. I can't even do it now. Yeah, I ain't even going to try it. I ain't even finna do it. Yeah, they know what it is, Kills. They know what it is, man.
I ain't going to stay too long. You know, I just wanted to put that out there. But y'all be easy.
Okay.
You know, much love to all of y'all. And plus Cobra Commander, too. I got much love for that dude, too. He speaks that real.
Oh, yeah.
Salute, bro.
For sure.
Hey, throw your handle out there, Kills.
Oh, yeah. You can catch me at Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at the K-E-L-L-Z, capital K-E-L-L-Z. Lowercase D-A, capital L-O-U-S-C-L, send up.
H-P-M-T, baby. Much love.
For
salute.
Sure.
Shit, that's what's up, man. End of the day, back to what we was talking about, man. That really was some fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? It just go to show, you know what I'm saying, how we was just talking about how Rich Homie Quan handled his business. You know, Lil Wayne, I would have respected him more if he would have got his ass off stage and went over there and stuffed the old boy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Be gangster. Show us you about that life, baby. You know what I'm saying? How we going to respect you if you don't? You know, fuck that tatter-tatter bullshit motherfuckers do nowadays. You know what I'm saying? New age niggas. Yeah. Fuck them.
Man, I'm telling you, dog. Wayne wasn't going to do that because Wayne's not that guy, dog.
My question is, you see Wayne point the dude out and say something to the bodyguard. I want to know, did he just point out the fact of what he had on his phone because he saw it? Or who's the decision maker to say, go over there and knock that dude the fuck out? Did the boss do it on his own? Or did Wayne say, fuck me, go over there and take his ass out? You know what I'm saying? I want to know, like, who pulled the button? Who pushed the red button?
The boss, Wayne. You seen it.
So you think Wayne just said, go knock that dude out? Man,
yeah,
that motherfucking lawsuit going to be ridiculous.
He was like St. Louis and Players Club, do something to make me happy. You hear me?
Right.
For real. Do something to make me happy.
He said, stick your head in the motherfucking car.
Right. You hear me? It was some fuck shit, though. Wayne called that shit out, man. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Wayne should have went out and handled his business. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
man,
that's a lawsuit out the ass. And that shit on camera. Oh, man. It's done, yeah.
I mean, it ain't nothing to handle. If dude say fuck you, I feel like when it comes to these fucking celebrities, man, some shit you just got to let it dust the dirt off your shoulders, dog. Okay, you got a cat that's mad. You know what I'm saying? He pissed off. He done spent his little money. It ain't like, I'm sure it wasn't no pro bono ass show. So he done spent his money. He done waited 3 hours. That's just like Puffy that got mad and punched the dude, you know what I'm saying, because he was pissed off. Celebrities kill me with that shit. It's a one thing to be fashionably late, and after a couple of hours, it's kind of like, fuck y'all. I don't give a fuck what you spent. I don't give a fuck you been came to see me. I mean, come on, man. Truth be told.
Truth be told, you know, some motherfuckers test who they feel you can, they can test. You know what I'm saying? I wonder with Wayne, if it was a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, what they call a D-boy standing over there, blinged out and shit, bling, 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 pop words, bling, 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 out and got a, and his click was blinged out, but Wayne had sent his bodyguard over there to touch old boy. You know what I'm saying? You gonna send him go fuck with the white boy. Leave the white boy alone. He don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? Leave him alone. Yeah, he said,
I mean,
fuck Wayne. He ain't say nigga.
Wayne's supposed to be Mr. Skater Die anyway.
Right.
Mr. Hollygrove, the holy mecca.
Man, he's going to lose his Hollywood pass.
We're up in Malibu's most wanted.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, with those shorts. I could see Wayne wearing some shorts like that. Wayne bring back them eyes shorts. You know them old eyes shorts and shit, them paper thin shorts.
No, you didn't say
eyes. Okay, I see his ass bringing that shit back. You know what I'm saying? With a motherfucking paint shirt that you tie down the middle. You know how the motherfucker used to tie the paint shirt down the middle and shit? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was funny. I painted a picture. Anyway, we better go ahead and take one of these Die House Radio music breaks. We're fixed into play. Carla Page, one of our Die House Radio spotlight artists, and also a champion in our battle to end it. All right?
Carla Page.
Yes, we're going to get into the supernova, and we'll be back. All right? Keep it locked here on Truth Be Told on Die House Radio.
Truth Be Told.
But I know you miss the old me.
shout out to the extremely talented Carla Page and the CP Nation. Salute. That was the champion Carla Page with Supernova. This is Truth Be Told on Dial House Radio. Time is winding down. We got about 14 minutes left within this show. So what we're going to do is we got a call on hold. Let's go ahead and pick that up. Keep this going. Area code 412, you're on the air with Truth Be Told right here on Dial House Radio. Talk to us.
Yo, what's up, Truth Be Told? It's Rap Star.
What's up, Rap Star?
What's up? How was everybody's night?
We chilling, man.
Yeah? Yo, I wanted to ask y'all, I heard a couple shows ago, who got money on Mayweather?
That would be Cobra. I don't bet.
You won't win, right?
I don't bet. You know, I had a bad experience at a young age. I don't bet. Lost a homie behind it. I don't bet. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Cobra just announced. You know, he got money on him.
Yeah. Well, dude's 50 and 0. I think you gonna get your money's worth, homie.
He ain't 50 and 0 just yet. I mean, rounding that shit off, yeah, but he ain't 50 and 0 yet, baby.
I'm just saying, I've seen a lot of Floyd Mayweather fights. My favorite one was when he check-hooked Ricky Hatton right into the post. That was my favorite one right
there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, that was my favorite one. And, hey, I wanted to let y'all know, on Facebook, there's this group called Hip Hop Debaters. And I wanted to get y'all intake on certain things. On the hip-hop debaters, you have certain people on there who think they know hip-hop but don't really know hip-hop. So today I go on there today, and you have people comparing new generation artists to old generation artists. Like this one cat said that he said that Drake was the new Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar is the new Tupac of the generation, and J. Cole is the new Nas. What y'all think about that?
I think that's very bogus.
Ludicrous.
For real. It is. I mean, but you know, this generation comparison thing, truth be told, happens in everything. I mean, it happens
right.
In sports.
Michael to LeBron.
Right. It happens in everything, man. And it's just because, I mean, it's no different than, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, back in those times, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, when we were younger, that's how we looked at it, you know what I'm saying, and I used to tell my old dude, oh, man, Marvin Gaye, he tight, he cool, but he can't mess with Tupac, you know what I'm saying? I used to tell him crazy stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's because every generation feel that way, man. That's just how you are. That's how you're supposed to feel, though. So truth be told, I told him this.
I said, how about just let Kendrick be Kendrick, Drake be Drake, and everybody else just be they else. Everybody. I said, the reason why these new school rappers is getting full of themselves is because fans like you be bigging their heads so much.
Right, right.
When Lil Wayne got comfortable enough that he was going around saying he was the new Pac. Y'all remember that? It was a couple years ago. He was on stage. You can look this up on YouTube. He was up on stage, and he was like, I'm not Tupac, but I'm the new Pac.
Right.
So, and the only reason why they feel like that is because the fans, his fans bigging them up to the point where they think that they somebody else rather than that. They'll never be a Tupac ever again in life. And to compare somebody to Tupac, I'm like, first of all, Tupac was more than a rapper. He was son of a Black Panther. He was an activist. He was a racial leader. You know, you're never going to have somebody in the new generation that's going to be on the same level as him.
Right.
You know, because they're only thinking about lyrically. Tupac wasn't just a rapper. He was much more than that. That's why I have a friend.
Exactly.
I have a friend over in Africa from Sierra Leone, and he said that over there they look at Tupac as a prophet.
Right.
Ain't nobody looking at Kendrick Lamar as no prophet.
Right. They looking at his prophet.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like people just, you know, They just be talking to the side of their mouth because they think they know hip hop and they see a couple music videos and they think they know hip hop. And I'm a rapper and I'm a historian in hip hop, so that really be bugging me that I be seeing people just posting up just anything about hip hop and not really understanding where they're going. That was just my little, you know, tea kettle blowing the steam off.
Well, we definitely glad you stopped through and let that steam go. Hey, go ahead and give me your Twitter handle, bro, because we're going to wrap this
y'all
show
know
up.
Y'all know what it is. It's Rapstar412 on Twitter. On Facebook, it's Cameron Ponce de Leon. And on SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/rapstar. That's where y'all can get me. Did y'all find the 16th Chapel yet in the Mona Lisa?
Man, I haven't even got around to it, bro. I had an extremely busy week last week, but I got you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I definitely get around to it. You said 16th Chapel. I'm going to have Miss STL, a Flosser Boss, to remind me to pull that ASAP.
For sure.
Much love.
Yeah, so we'll pull it.
Yep. Oh, and I would like to, early next month on the 9th, I'm performing in New York City for Coast to Coast Mixtapes. I'm performing Smart as the New Gangster up there. So if anybody's in the NYC, and they want to go check me out, I'm performing in New York City for Coast to Coast Mixtapes, and I'm performing my hit, Smart as the New Gangster.
For sure. I need to see the best, and I'm in the success to it. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, babe.
And oh, check them out,
Rapstar.
Keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all's a great show. Y'all's a great radio. I listen to y'all every week now.
For sure. We love to have you, bro.
Yes, love, baby.
Word up, y'all.
Support one another.
Much love to Rapstar, you know what I'm saying? Always dropping in, dropping a few bars with us, talking to us, you know. I'm telling you your name. Well, we reaching the end of this show. You know, it's been a beautiful night. You know what I'm saying? All is well that ends well. Like I said before earlier, you know, definitely hit me up at The Real Mr. Time on Twitter. Add us on Facebook at TruthBeTold_STL. And do add the official Dial House Radio Twitter page at Dial House_Radio. And that's it. What's good?
You can check me out, MC_SPL at Twitter. Get at me. I'm here.
Floss the boss.
That's what it do. Oh, before we go to STL, you know, since you brought up the Empire story, you know who I wanted to tell you was hooking up in real life?
Who?
Andre Lyons and Boo Boo Kitty. That's killing me. But yeah, you know, it's your boy Mercavelli. You can catch me at the Boss Floss. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do on Big Twitter. Get at me.
Oh, no doubt about it. Is that still, you hear that, what he was just saying? Who was hooking up from Empire?
Y'all can't understand you, boo.
You didn't hear what I said, Miss STL?
Nah, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, you know who was hooking up on Empire? In real life?
Who?
Boo Boo Kitty and Andre Lyons. They was at a wedding reception. But we finna get out of here, though.
I could see that, though. I could see that. I mean, shit, Boo Boo Kitty needs to do something, baby, because Cookie ain't having that, honey. He needs to do something. You're one of them.
We see y'all next week. We're going to go out with Floss the Boss featuring Candy Rain, Smoke Choke. See y'all next week.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
I'm right.
Dial House Radio.
That's hey, up. Man, go and pass that blunt round. You know what I'm saying? Get that mug going, man. You been holding that motherfucker like it's a six finger or something. You know what I'm saying? Tell him, Rain. You know what I mean?
One time for the weed head.
Damn bright.
That shit tastes good. I'm hoping.
it down the middle. I feel it till it's pillow. For sure gon' roll it till it's brittle. That lime green smells real dough. Now I'm holding a little dough. All my bloods be hittable, not quittable. Rain clouds come spilling out that choke. Just hit it and pass it down. Keep the smoke around, I laugh now. Now, me and my crew get down. We blazing pounds after pounds. And them roaches we save for drought. Set a couple of puffs, they'll put them out. Acting all crazy and shit, what we do to a bitch. They keep me calm enough from knocking out a bitch of shit. Dubs, I spin them fast, I come with eight, I should be straight. My supplier keep me higher than the north that's on the map. Bags, I like to grab them quick. Ain't about no skeet shit. Cause when I smoke, I wanna lie. Ain't for no little bit. I need a bag that's lime green with no sticks and no seeds. Just give me 2 for $15 and a Rello if you please. I love smoking rye shit for sure. I'm steady high. I hit it, then you get it. When we smoke, we go inside. I like them nice and proper. Long and roll it right. I love my fucking weed. I blaze my blood all fucking night. Eyes red and fucking tight. Trying to locate a sack. Hit the block and bust a U for sure. I'm coming back on through. That's what that fire do. Keep me so fucking cool. Rolling to a mellow groove. I'm fucking blown in this zone, man. Shut it down. Boy, you got me down. I'm a fucking man.
All I do is smoke. Roll. All I do is choke. You know.
She loves me. When them other chicks too busy, Mary Jane, she down to fuck me. From the inside, she does me. And I can't lie, she cuffs me. Brought in her friends as twins. They said spin wide and stuff me. Run your tongue up and down the split like you doing some freaky shit. I rap to make it stick. Light it in and take a hit. And I'm high. I don't know why. Your boy be so fly. I'm blown. In the zone on my own, and you know I hold chrome. Better get back, cause it won't be long. I'll call you around before I finish this song. Mary Jane, got your boy wigged out, going insane. I bring that pain, spinning down like a hurricane. I make it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm high to the sky, in orbit like them satellites. Let's get it right, cause you blow my hat and it'll be good night. I'll shock the game like Ben Frank when he flew them kites. I'm nice, and high as hell, I'm fried rice. Like my nigga Loco said, but I'm still cool as dry ice. I'm off them loud packs, granddaddy perp, green crab, white with a blue dream, type of shit to make you lean back, chocolate tie, purple haze, we blaze tight, bro, pops and chocolate bars, got you high like you landed Mars, Red Cess, Pine Express, Sour D's and OG Kush, man, I'm smoking anything, long as they ain't there.
All I do is smoke, roll, all I do is choke. You know, clear your throat, clear your throat from that smoke show.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
my
Kobe. One.
Your plug's
free
plug,
meat.
Bitch.
Shout out my nigga Meek Mill. All my niggas out there, BBM shit. We gunning for these millies. Them billions. We gunning. We gunning. We gunning. I'm gunning for millies. A bad bitch with titties is all on my team. Getting split like a Philly. My niggas is with me and all of them shooters. I call them Ray Allen. I eat for the losers. Niggas is mad and I cannot relate. I'm seeing the signs that remind me of fate. Saying they loving me, hoping I'm great. But praying for death, really hoping I break. Nigga, I'm strong, stronger than weight. Getting a number, I'm fucking the day. Starting my tech, waiting up for the date. All I know is the grind like a young nigga skate. Flowing like Weezy, make it look easy. I'm beating up tracks like a nigga Street Beezy. These hoes are not loyal, trying to get spoiled. All on my Grammarly, hoping they see me. Hold on, waiting for a sec. Shawty better call the rec. Call us out of same. Shawty hit my nigga with a text. No, you can't even lie. I'ma get it with the flex. I'ma keep it 1,000. Only really worth to say. Back to the basics, hide in the majors. All a nigga want is some green white faces. Yeah, it's ironic, cause all them nigga races. RP Mike Brown, yeah, I know they gon' hate this. But I am a rebel, my sharper than metal. You rap about God and they label you devil. This shit is so biased, I'm not even lying. I'm higher than highest, got prep on my sinus. Yes, I am a king, so my name of your highness. I'm cutting all bitches like they are a verse. I'm adding up chess, got my dead in the minus. She does what I says like a young nigga Simon. Checking my wrist,